Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Our coverage of the general election continues with GARF, which has been extended and is now looking for two MHKs. With us in the studio, Andrew Smith, 62, married with a family, born in Doncaster in South Yorkshire, an accountant by trade, a commissioner for 9 years up to 2001, standing as an independent. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
You say you feel the time is right now for you to stand for the election. Has it anything to do with the fact there are two seats available? And last time you stood in 95, Mr. Roden took over 90% of the vote. You were left trading behind a great deal.
I was in that day, No, I just feel that the current climate requires someone with a wealth of experience, someone that's worked within government as well as without government, and so that's why I wish to put myself forward.
And the analytical brain of an accountant.
The analytical brain of an accountant and the hands-on experience of a business professional.
You excoriate the administration, the financial state in which the island now finds itself, a sad reflection of inept management of the public purse, our money. So whose fault is it?
Well, I'm not
saying
it's
the Treasury.
Not one particular person necessarily, but the thing is that the government should run like any budget of a household or business. And if you haven't the money, then you can't spend
it.
So it has to be very balanced.
They also have to take in mind the public and how the public will react to certain moves they take. They can't take all the moves they want to take.
No, but if they have if they inform the public in a consultative manner and they get the public's understanding of the situation that we're in, they have been in, then there's no reason why
they're not doing that, you say.
I don't believe they are.
Because you say an exceptionally wide chasm exists between the general public and the politicians.
Yes, and that's still the case on the doorstep today.
Brexit, or what now, as I like to term it, we should look both at the UK and Europe for future growth. Isn't that what we've been doing since 1973?
We have, but as I've also said, in the past, we've looked far beyond Europe. In my time with Treasury, I only went to Brussels once. The rest of the time I flew over Europe and went to the Middle, Far East and Australasia, and a lot of business is still there to be had. A lot of business came in my day, and there is still a good opportunities for business in those parts of the world.
We need numerous capital projects, you say, without necessitating increased costs. How do you manage that?
Well, we can, because I believe that we can support the capital projects by a more smarter work ethic. If people are really, really committed to this island and its development, then we can work smarter at no extra cost.
Well, getting them to work cheaper?
No, smarter.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? By having, they need a commitment and they need a resilience and they need the
These are fine words, but you need
the
basically,
enthusiasm.
You need to get it done cheaper.
Well, okay, it's one person. If you have a leader, then people will follow.
Iris work for Baldrian and Laxey.
Yes.
Needs commitment. Obviously, you're still waiting for that, aren't we?
It's been waiting ever since I was on the commissioners, and Steve Roden will mention that also. And the thing is that it's now Laxey and Garth, we are the ones that are just, we still have to pay the charge, and it's straight into the sea with not even primary screening.
Your problem is you have rock underneath, which is a wonderful thing to have. It stops the sea chipping away at you.
It makes it more difficult, but the challenge is there. We're paying the money for it, so please let's see some action.
And staying with the sea, obviously, flood work.
Yes.
The bridge. Are they going quickly enough with the bridge, do you think?
Nightmare. Everyone and his uncle's got a comment regarding the bridge. It's not just the bridge. Obviously, there are drainage and river issues that need to be addressed, and we do not want a recurrence of what we experienced last December.
And just quickly, means testing. You think means testing should be used?
Means testing should be used, but in association with an ongoing assessment.
Just quickly, banking is in decline worldwide. You say we could reverse the trend if we consider our proposition.
Yes.
Is it wrong at the moment, our proposition?
I think it is, yes, because what we need to do is we've got to be more welcoming to banking, more welcoming to the business sector to ensure that they see the island as a quality jurisdiction.
We're
not doing that at the moment.
In what way?
We're not doing that because at the moment there's the promotion that we're lacking, and also we're seeing other banks are seeing the banks declining on the Isle of Man, so it's a knock-on effect.
We'll have to stop there. Andrew Smith, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.